Well, it's that time of year again. Central bankers going to be gathering this week at the annual Jackson Hole Retreat. Joining us now for a preview of what we might expect, Kathleen Hayes, Bloomberg Global Policy and Economy Editor. Kathleen, this event typically watched very closely as it's in the past been a venue for making key policy announcements. But considering the sheer number of variables at the moment and the uncertain path ahead, are we expecting any concrete guidance this week?
If you want something concrete, like 50 or 75 basis points for the September 21st rate decision in expecting a hike, no, not from Jay Powell. We'll have lots of Fed speakers, though, speaking with Bloomberg Television and former Fed officials. So we'll get more, but we'll get the latest thinking. So far it is they're going to hike rates, and it's question how much. But in terms of a bigger question, and we might get out of this, Jay Powell's speech on Friday, which officially opens the two-day symposium sponsored by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. This is the 40th year it's been held in Jackson Hole, by the way, a really beautiful and kind of remote setting for people to get together and think about big things. I'm glad you alluded to the fact that this venue, which for years ago when I started going, a long time ago, they didn't necessarily make any kind of policy signal or statement. It was much more broad than that. And, you know, around the years of Ben Bernanke, that's when, QE, the second QE was signaled. In fact, I was looking back at 2012. That's when Mario Draghi said, whatever it takes, his bazooka was taken out at Jackson Hole. So the potential is there for Jay Powell to make an important statement about where the Fed is, where it's been, and what's going to guide it next.
Yeah. So we seem to be sort of debating a lot whether or not recession comes next or just a slowing in growth. But either one, both are being caused by the Fed, right?
Or well, is it, that's what
or
it
is
takes
it that
sometimes,
or is
isn't
it that
it?
It's being caused by inflation?
Well, I think inflation is definitely on the margins making it worse, Brian. That's a good point, because when things cost more, you don't buy as much. However, at this point, consumer spending is still looking pretty good. The labor market is still strong. But again, what's ironic to me, 40 years since they started doing the symposium in Jackson Hole, 40 years, that was 1982. We look like 1982, don't we? And what did Paul Volcker have to do? He had to come in and raise rates and raise rates and raise rates. He caused one recession, or they did, in, what was it, 1980? But they stopped raising rates. That's the diagnosis there too soon. And so then they had to come back, and they got a worse recession. So this is the kind of question the Fed's grappling with now.
This conference is being held in person again for the first time since 2019. You have attended quite a few of these, Kathleen,
sure have.
including the virtual ones. Is the dynamic different when it's in person?
I think so. Partly because when I started going years ago, and it wasn't so much a policy signaler, and actually I was the first TV reporter, correspondent, whatever, that was ever invited to attend Jackson Hole. That was back in the days when I was working at CNBC, and they hadn't opened up to television yet. In terms of it being different, we used to think this was all about what you learned on the sidelines. Okay, not what was said in the panels officially, but you got to talk to a Fed bank president, you know, somebody close to the policy action, and get your hints and clues. This is a very different time now. I also think, though, that when everybody's together and people are talking, there is a certain energy and a certain dynamic. I don't know if that will exactly change what Jay Powell has to say, but it may give more color and a sense of how what people are feeling after we finish up, and people are talking about what they've heard or what they sensed, or, and again, with so many Fed speakers, what the latest is.
Kathleen, you know, everybody sort of knows what the Fed is doing, and it really makes the Fed's job difficult, because people are playing the pivot, even though they know it's a long ways down the road. They don't think it's happening right at this moment. And how does that complicate Jay Powell's commentary? Because he wants to come out, he doesn't like that financial conditions have eased this much.
Probably not. It doesn't help them. And I'll be surprised if Jay Powell does anything as specific as talk about what the market's doing and about financial conditions easing or tightening. Now, maybe he will do something broader about how that fits into how the Fed does things, how it has done them, how it will, you know, do them coming up next. I think that There's two ways of looking at what the market's doing. One is they don't believe the Fed. The Fed's not credible. Da, 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 da. The other one is that they do believe the Fed, right? At least for the bond market. And they think that they're going to tighten so much, they're going to cause the recession. Then they can, you know, stop hiking rates and turn things around. I think it's very difficult to discern what the market message is, because if you ask, you can ask two people and get four different answers.
I wish we had more time, because, you know, some people might be buying equities because they believe the Fed will get the job done.
Exactly. Because they think they're going to get rid of inflation, and sooner or later, the brush is going to clear away and people can buy stocks again, and yeah, we can go back into a bull market. I agree.
So then Powell should not you know, reject what financial conditions have been easing. It's very complicated. Anyway, Kathleen, you helped clear it up for us. Kathleen Hayes, Bloomberg News. This is Bloomberg.